Hi guys, my name is Christy and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today we have a video, it's called Success at School versus Success in Life. This has been discussed from time to time and sometimes, you know, they say that success in school doesn't necessarily mean that you will success in life. And I have to admit that I'm not really good at studying, especially when I was in junior high and high school. But I mean, sometimes we have to recognize that we are more than just a school grade, and the grade doesn't necessarily mean everything. So let's take a look at today's sentence. But sometimes, more often than seems entirely reassuring, something pretty confusing occurs. We come across people who triumphed at school but flunked at life, and vice versa. But sometimes, more often than seems entirely reassuring, something pretty confusing occurs. We come across people who triumphed at school but flunked at life, and vice versa. 那我们首先要来看的是 entire 这一个字。 Entire 呢，指的是全部的。 I 呢是发 I 的音 ，entire。那可能我们看有一些，比如说科学家的传记，我们就会说， he spent his entire life devoted to scientific studies. 他这一生呢，全部都全心全意的在投入这个科学研究当中。那 entirely 呢是副词，指的就是完全的，像是说 I don't entirely believe in you， 我不太相信，我不完全相信你所说的话。 再来我们来看 reassure 呢，指的是放心或者是使别人消除疑虑。那这边的 a 呢，有发一个短音 reassure。 那它这个字的意思呢，其实跟 assure 非常像。我们把 reassure 跟 assure 都可以并在一起看，那它是指让某人消除疑虑。那这个的前提呢，是别人已经对这件事情有产生 疑虑了，像是怀疑或者是怎么样的，那可能可以说 I assure you that I did not eat your cookies， 或者是说 I reassure you that I did not eat your cookies， 我再三向你保证，我并没有吃你的饼干，这样子会是一个强调要消除疑虑。那 ensure 呢？ E-N-S-U-R-E 这个是指 make sure 或者是 certain 或者是 guarantee， 你可以把它当作是一个保证。像是我们可以说 you put on sunscreen to make sure to ensure that you don't get a sunburn， 就是你涂防晒油是为了要确保你不会晒伤。那还有一个 ensure I-N-S-U-R-E 呢，它发音跟 E-N-S-U-R-E 一样。那它其实通常就是我们会讲到 insurance 那种，就是要 cover 一些损失啊，或者是因此有赔偿等等，所以就是 reassure, assure 跟 ensure 还有 ensure 这四个字呢要搞清楚。再我们来看 confusing 就是指令人困惑的，像你可以说 reassure, assure, ensure and ensure are four very confusing vocabularies. 那它的形容词也可以说 confused. I'm pretty confused about its definition. 它们的定义呢，让我非常困惑。那教大家一个be confused 更好像听起来更高级、更比较复杂一点的用字呢，是 perplexed。 perplexed 呢也是指令人不知所措、令人困惑的。其实两个字非常非常像，都可以交互使用。它们基本上是一个 synonym， 就是一个相似词这样子。所以你可以说 I'm perplexed about what I should do next. 我对于我接下来要做什么呢感到不知所措。再我们来看 occur。 Occur 呢，指的是发生的意思。它的 o 呢是发短音 a 的音 ，occur， 像是说 if emergencies occur， please go to the nearest exit。 如果意外发生的时候呢，请就是疏散，寻往你离你最近的出口疏散。那 occurrence 呢，它的名词呢，指的是发生或者是出现，像是说 this area is famous for its occurrence of deers。 这个区域呢，以就是很常出现鹿为名，这样子。那如果 reoccur 呢，则是指重复发生的意思。名词呢，则是 recurrent， 指的是再发生或者是复发。像是我们可以说 the recurrence of her knee injury forced her to drop out of the competition， 因为她膝盖的伤复发呢，所以她没办法在今年迫使要被退出比赛。这样来看 triumph。 Triumph 呢，指的是大胜利或者是成功的意思。Triumph， 那它的形容词呢，则是 triumphant， triumphant 它的重音跟 triumph 不一样，因为 triumph 是在 T-R-I 前面 triumph， 那形容词呢则是 triumphant。Triumphant 指的是胜利的，像是说 He let out a triumphant cheer， 他发出了胜利的欢呼。再来看 flunk 呢，指的是不及格的意思。其实简单来说，就是被当掉。像是说，If you don't want to be flunked， you really should come to class。你如果不想要被当掉的话呢，你应该就要来上课。那一个跟它长得有点像的字呢，是 funky。Funky 指的是稀奇古怪，那这个比较口语，像是说 Wow, I like your hat, it's pretty funky。你的，我还蛮喜欢你的帽子的，因为它看起来其实有点怪这样子。那最后我们来看 vice versa。Vice versa 呢，指的是反之亦然，也就是说，反过来道理也是如此的意思。像是如果我们说 A happy relationship leads to better sleeping and vice versa， 意思就是说快乐的感情关系和一夜好眠息息相关，反之亦然，也就是说一夜好眠呢也会促进一段好的关系。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time。But sometimes, more often than seems entirely reassuring, something pretty confusing occurs. We come across people who triumphed at school but flunked at life, and vice versa.